I was expecting it. It's very distressful. And I'm sure for a long time, if not for over a year, I've not been giving any interview. It's because I knew the thing that happened to me was done as a way of trying to get rid of somebody who knew had something different to what they had in mind. But it was a marriage of convenience. It wasn't something which they had, which could leave ZANU-PF as ZANU-PF. But to me, it wasn't a surprise because I knew it was, they were all lies and they were not saying the truth amongst themselves. I knew. And I knew it wasn't going to take long before the truth would come out. And the world is now seeing what it is that is happening.
And why is it that there's this alleged animosity between war veterans in the party and the so-called Young Turks?
The issue is, I am not very sure. Since I left the party, I decided to just leave it and don't involve myself in what has been going on in ZANU-PF. I did not want to have anything to do with it, because I did not want to entangle myself with the going on. I know it's a group of thugs, a group of power-hungry people, a group of liars. They can start thinking of just fabricating things that don't exist. And so to me, I'm not such a character. So I decided to just keep it to myself.
We also understand that you have registered your party with ZEC, if you may explain that.
Yes, I have. I registered on Friday. And this is as a result of the overwhelming demands of the people. In fact, I should have done it mid last year, but because I was refusing to do that without me convincing myself that I had done the best of recruitment. I wanted to understand whether they had reached the Bait Bridge, from Bait Bridge to Mkumbura, and from border Botswana to border Mozambique, which we have done.
So we can safely say you are now leading this party. You are the interim president.
Yes, please.